And welcome to Slick Picks. Today is Wednesday, December the 2nd. Actually, just barely Wednesday, December the 2nd. Decided to get this done late at night, opposed to waking up early in the morning and doing it. So we'll go ahead and get knocked out. We had a rough Monday and Tuesday, got backdoored quite a bit. The Seahawks backdoor was really bad. Got backdoored on the Bowling Green over. We finished the episode at 3-6, down 2.14 units. Did add quite a few basketball plays. And like I said before, you can keep up with that on the Telegram, Twitter, and on the Action app. I'll leave all of that in the description. Year to date, we're 53 and 59, up 62.71 units. So we have a couple plays to go over for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. A little bit of college football. We do finally have the Ravens and Steelers game, and then of course some basketball. I'm going to stay away from soccer this episode. Later rounds in the Champions League, a lot of teams resting players, a lot of teams playing to get in, got burnt on that between Atletico Madrid and Bayern Munich today. So we're just going to stay away from that for this episode. Might pick up a little bit of Premier League over the weekend, but for this episode, we'll stay away from soccer. So we start off in the NFL. We've got a afternoon game tomorrow on a Wednesday. I still have my line Steelers minus 4.5, so I'm going to put it on the episode again. I think it's up to Steelers minus 10. I don't know what the over under is. I would maybe take the under. I don't know if I like Steelers 10. This could be a wacky game. No Lamar Jackson though, so the Steelers should definitely win. But I don't know about the minus 10. We've got some basketball tomorrow that I really like. We've got Gonzaga and West Virginia. West Virginia is a really good team. I think I'm going to bet a lot on West Virginia this year. But I love Gonzaga. Gonzaga is the best team in the nation. Could very easily go undefeated this year. My 7.5, I don't know if I love it. I could see this being a 10 to 15 point win. The lines all the way to minus 118, which I don't love, but maybe if you wait for it to go up to 8.5, you can get a good price on it. Put one unit on that. Next, we got a game that I really like. We've got VCU versus Penn State. Speaking of West Virginia, VCU played West Virginia really close. They beat Memphis. The line on this is plus 4.5 for VCU. And the money line is plus 172. I went ahead and put two units on the money line. I really like VCU in this spot, especially with the point so close. If you're not on with the VCU money line, obviously we just got burnt with Western Kentucky, so take that how you want to. I think VCU plus 4.5 is a really good line too. We've got Xavier versus Tennessee Tech. We bet on Chattanooga and Tennessee Tech on Monday. I had to sit through that entire game. Tennessee Tech is an awful team. Xavier, the line is minus 22.5 at minus 112. Put one unit on that. They should cover that pretty easily. And then we got Illinois and Baylor. Still not really sure on these teams. Illinois beat two awful teams and then played close with Ohio. And really haven't seen enough of Baylor yet. But they do score a lot of points. So 144.5 is pretty low. Minus 110, I put one unit on that. And then two future games that we don't have lines on, but I really like looking at it. We've got Virginia Tech versus VMI. Virginia Tech beat Villanova, beat South Florida. They're ranked 16th now. VMI, not a good team. So I imagine the spread's going to be pretty favorable there. I can see that being a 30-point game. And then we got Western Kentucky versus Little Rock, bouncing off the loss with Louisville today. Look at the spread on that. We've got some college football on Thursday night, we've got Air Force -11.5 at -106, pretty much even money. That's a pretty big spread. Utah State has gotten blown out every single game that they've played. We'll see if Air Force can score that many points. But for the price, I like -11.5. Moving on to some more college football. We've got Appalachian State versus Louisiana. The line on that is 2.5. Neither of these teams are really good against the spread. I think that Appalachian State's the better team. That's in that -112. So not that great of a price on it, but I went ahead and took it. And then on Friday, we've got Boise State and UNLV. The line is set at 60.5 at -108, which is a good price. UNLV does not score a lot of points. Boise State can score a lot of points, but they haven't lately. So I think this line is just pretty much how many points is Boise State going to score. I don't think they're going to score 60 points. So I took the under on 60.5. So those are our picks for the rest of the week. Like I said, I do add a lot of basketball picks throughout the week. So make sure you follow me on Twitter. Follow me on the Action app. That way you get notifications every time I add a bet, because I do add them to the card and factor that into our record and our spread. So we'll see you on Friday. Looking forward to a big weekend of football. I already see a lot of lines that I like. I'm going to try to hold off to like Thursday or Friday, so our lines are pretty accurate when you see it on Friday night, Saturday morning. But already seeing a lot of lines that I like. So super excited for this weekend. So go ahead and cash in the bets and enjoy all the college basketball. I'm having a lot of fun learning about the sport, and hopefully we get a little bit better betting on it. So we'll see you next time.